Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 25th, 2023. Medium published my new article, "What is the most important advice you would give to someone to live a long life?" In Australia, a 100-year-old woman shared what she considered the secret to her long life: that longevity stems from a calm attitude to any tumultuous life events. She recommends not holding on to grudges and to live in the here and now. Her credo is, "Don't worry about things that may never even happen." A Kabbalist is a person who opens himself to the world by coming out of himself and participating in it. He absorbs the world's desires and problems and then processes them in order to activate his correction, in order to seek the optimal response and intention to everything that he absorbs. He thus feeds back into the world a corrected response to what he absorbs. While it might seem like good life advice, a Kabbalist views it as lifeless to not worry about yesterday or tomorrow, and only to live in the here and now. It is how the animate degree of existence lives, but not the human. Take any animal, it lives in the here and now. It is another matter if they have premonitions, but if they do not receive that sensation, then they live with what they have. An animal's movements are quite simple, whereas humans burden themselves with all kinds of cosmic problems. For instance, stars might be exploding in another galaxy, and there would be people worrying about it. Our worries with where we are gives us a feeling of life. On the contrary, a calm bodily existence, where we live with only what we have, is an animalistic life. A Kabbalist is a person who opens himself to the world by coming out of himself and participating in it. He absorbs the world's desires and problems and then processes them in order to activate his correction, in order to seek the optimal response and intention to everything that he absorbs. He thus feeds back into the world a corrected response to what he absorbs. Such a life is far from being free of problems. Yet, it gives the Kabbalist a feeling of happiness because he feels that he carries out a necessary duty. Otherwise, it is not a human life. A Kabbalist can live in no other way. However, in relation to the lady's statement about not holding on to grudges, it is indeed important. It also comes naturally to a Kabbalist because if we accept everything as coming from a single force, nature's force of love and bestowal, then everything that plays out among us is a picture of the world that nature directs. If we hold on to such a picture, then our attitude to it becomes correct and practical. We can then no longer hold on to any grudges because we involve ourselves in the world's correction, in the absorption and manifestation of the world, and we engage in the system together with nature. In other words, we not only observe and absorb what is around us, but we understand that it is being done for us, and that it is processed in our perception of reality. We then need to act in a way that justifies this picture that projects within us. Living in the here and now is thus correct, but in the sense that the here and now is the reality that we create. We receive our impressions from nature's output toward us, which we process as our input. We then constantly correct our impressions and reflections of the world, and we do so in order to justify nature on all degrees of our perception. When family becomes a family. Question. An elderly couple that lived together for more than 50 years was asked how they managed to live together for so long. They answered that it must be because they were born and raised in the times when you fixed what was broken and did not throw them away. Basically, we are throwing away broken things today. Replacements come, no problem. If the relationship is completely broken, how can you fix it? People write to you all the time, and you insist on holding on to the end. But how do you hold on when everything has been broken and there is nothing left? Answer: have you lived together? Do you have children? Have your children given birth to grandchildren? So you have to stay glued together somehow. For the sake of the children and grandchildren, because they are your descendants, your consequence. Therefore, you must stay together for their sake. If only officially, it doesn't matter how. It means that you can live officially together. For them, you are together. You create this theater for grandchildren and children. Question: and what does it give? Why are you so insistent on this? Answer: this is called family. Question: so family is grandchildren, children, and their parents? Is this a family? Answer: yes. All those alive and united with each other after all. Question: is there a root to this? Answer: we have to keep this structure. It doesn't matter whether you like it or not. Comment: so this remains, even if it breaks me, if everything is already broken and I cannot tolerate the other. Answer: don't pay attention. What's the difference? What does breaks mean? You go on with your life, your wife goes on with her life, the children have their lives, the grandchildren have their lives, and so on. But you're not breaking anything. Question: so in a bad relationship, your advice is to act? Answer: in any condition. You don't even have to act, just don't separate officially, don't get divorced. Comment: you are now obliging a person, this is how you must live. Answer: if you are aimed at the family existing and at your descendants living within this framework, then you can uphold it. I think we must maintain this connection. Question: what do you base this on? That this is a bad example for children and grandchildren? Now we are talking about elderly couples. Suddenly they decide to divorce, or suddenly they are in a bad relationship. Should they stick to it because it's a bad example for children and grandchildren, and it may continue on? Answer: that too. People should know that if they get married and have children, they should live, in a way, for the sake of the children. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, March 23, 2023. Participate in the Creators Program. Everyone has to build a connection from a person to a 10, and from a 10 to a wider circle, and even farther and farther, until we see the whole world united together in one group. This goal should be kept in front of oneself as a desirable state of the world. If we strive for it, we will undoubtedly move according to the Creator's desire. Although the world is in the exact opposite state, in hatred, wars, and separation, we need to disseminate this message and do everything possible to bring everyone to unity, starting from 10, from our point, until all of humanity is united as one person with one heart. It may seem like an unrealistic dream, but we are not required to realize it, we just need to ask and join the program that the Creator implements. Every person and every 10 must participate in it to the fullest. The main thing is to achieve unity, promote it, and stay in it until it becomes the aspiration of the whole world. And the world will definitely turn in this direction, everything depends on us. We are at the central point of all of humanity, and we only have to want. If everyone puts pressure on their heart, then we will certainly succeed. We want to come to bestowal, Lishma, and complete unification with the Creator. But we also want to see the whole world united, so that people understand that there is no other way beside only one global union for everyone. The Creator will help us reach such a state, and we will all, with the whole world, ascend in the attainment of the Creator upon spiritual degrees and thus fulfill our destiny. As a result, everyone should know the Creator, from the smallest to the greatest, as it is said, "My house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples." The house of the Creator is the desire to bestow that governs over everyone and connects everyone together through mutual ties. We need to disseminate this knowledge so that everyone understands, whether we want it or not, this is the program from above. And we live in the era of the last generation when it must be realized. People should know that regardless of their desire, this happens according to the program of creation. And if now we feel states that are the opposite of this goal, then this is the path leading from a lowlishma to lishma that lifts us, from the animate degree to the human degree, to the degree of the Creator. And in fact, This is not such a distant goal. All this happens inside humanity, inside a person, and it does not take too many years and superhuman efforts. If we listen even a little and attune ourselves to this goal, then this change will happen in us. You can win at the expense of quantity, but you can win on account of quality. Let's try to win with quality if there are not so many of us, quantitatively. But we need to make sure that there are many more people around us, who will understand and agree that this is how it should be. And although they will not rise due to their own work, they will at least accept this idea. After all, every day it becomes more and more obvious that there is no other way out, and only if such a correction is made in us, from above, we will be happy. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, April 19, 2023. Connecting the World. Internal potential of correction. Comment: to correct oneself for the sake of correcting the world sounds unthinkable for modern Jews. My response: yes, exactly. It is much easier to raise any other nation to this precisely because there is less egoism and less potential for correction in it. The Jews have internal genes from past incarnations. Therefore, dig a little bit, and they jump out. We see that among the people of Israel there is an opportunity for communication, unity, and mutual assistance. All of this is not superficial, it lies inside. These are internal genes that are records of the information in which we existed. And now it is necessary to revive it and raise it. We are trying to do it through dissemination. Of course, we still need to make a lot of efforts to pull the masses living in Israel with us. They will gradually begin to be imbued with this since we that are correcting ourselves penetrate them even if we do not want it because the whole world is interconnected. And through them the correction will pass to the rest of mankind. It will pass. Internal forces will seep through everyone, and people will begin to understand, think, and solve all problems in a different way. I believe that we can still make a correction and implement it in a good way. I believe in it. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Gaza Helps the Jews, November 24, 2012. Like in a mother's womb. Comment: let's say a person has slept at the lessons for several years. He worries about it, but there is nothing he can do. My response: it is very good that he is worried. Let him pray, look for some method of salvation, ask friends, and develop a desire to get out of this state. Question: but from the point of view of spiritual development, is he at least somehow progressing in such a state? Answer: for example, if a person who is sitting next to him looks at the topic we study from the point of view of corporeal realization or wants to know what is written in the study of the Ten Sefirot in order to start controlling something somewhere, is it better? He does not think about the goal anyway. This one, however, is under the influence of the surrounding atmosphere, which affects him like a small sleeping child. He sleeps, but still the environment affects him, like in the mother's womb. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. A friend who sleeps during the lesson, December 26, 2012. The simple idea of the Creator. What does love thy neighbor as thyself mean? It means that those desires that are in others, you love as in your child and you enjoy when you fulfill them. You have the opportunity to do this endlessly and infinitely, many times more than if you were trying to fulfill them in yourself. So what are we missing? Connections with others through love. The practical implementation is very simple. In order to fulfill each other and enjoy ourselves, we only lack the love between us. If everyone around me are like my children and I can fulfill them all the time, then what pleasure I feel when I pass pleasure and fulfillment to them through myself, and feel how they enjoy it. After all, I am becoming a conductor of 7 billion unlimited pleasures, like Zatdabina, like a mother who can feed everyone. This is the simple idea of the Creator, Love each other and be happy. From CapTV's I Got a Call. How to Use Other People, December 30th, 2012. The True Manifestation of Selfishness? Question: how can you use your egoism so that you can take control and it does not control you? Answer: it is said that the Creator created everything very simply, but man got confused and complicated everything for himself. We all do this, it becomes incomprehensible to us, because we constantly want to get out, to go the indirect way. Desire pleasure, everything is very simple, and there is nothing else in nature. And we start twisting things, inventing how it is possible without it or outside of it, or instead of it, and so on, and in the end we steal from ourselves. By stealing from ourselves and constantly encountering problems, we, in general, create difficulties. Nature is arranged according to the principle of simple selfishness. We are the same creatures as animals. But our selfishness is also connected with the fact that we learn from others what to enjoy. And therein lies the difficulty. If I acted only according to my needs, it would be very easy for me. I would calmly work on how to get the maximum pleasure at the minimal cost. This is a simple self-filling formula. This is how all nature works. And in that way I wouldn't have any problems. But when I start to see instead the needs of others that are not mine and try to make them my own, then there is already a problem because I am not created to receive other fulfillments. Therefore I am confused. From CapTV's I Got a Call, How to Use Other People, December 30th, 2012. Michael Lateman, on Quora, what question should we all be asking ourselves today? Humanity has to acknowledge that it has developed a corrupt society with hostilities and collisions in its connections. Today, we have to undergo a self-examination and ask ourselves serious questions about how and why we live. What are we living for? What is the meaning of life? What is its purpose? What is the point of living? Is it simply to survive the few years that we are here, or is there something greater worth investing ourselves into? For our first 20 to 25 years, we grow up in learning environments. Then we work quite hard for the next major portion of our lives, and then at the ages of 60 or 70, we start approaching our life's end. In our years of work, we have children that we need to raise and show them the way into life. What do they get out of this society that we have built? It is like we have placed ourselves in turbulent waters, and then we try to keep ourselves afloat somehow so as not to drown. Ultimately, however, our lives' frictions and hardships are all in order to lead us to the most fundamental questions about our life's meaning and purpose, and suffering will increase until we will have to undergo a serious self-scrutiny. Based on the video What Humanity Must Acknowledge with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lateman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lateman.